Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Geekcast Radio podcast. I'm Justin Bissonnette. I'm joined by Evan Gelestico. What's up, Evan?
Not a whole lot. Sadly, we lost a really great guy and great company man, and in his heart a gamer, Mr. Iwata, the former, I guess, president of Nintendo, and we got a lot of things to talk about, but I wanted to just get a moment of silence for him, because for the last 20 years, he's been a part of my life with Kirby games, helping with some of the Pokemon series, and of course, Earthbound, and I won't go into a lot of it, but like, you know, each of us has our troubled times, and Earthbound helped me out in one of mine. And I'll always be appreciative of it. And I buy it any chance on any system I can. I actually just got it on the Wii U. And once I finish Guacamelee and some other things, I'm probably going to start reaping. So, just, you know, like 10, 15 seconds just for Mr. Iwata. And
sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for that. I know we talk a lot about movies and stuff, but, you know, he was a big part of my life, and he helped through a lot of issues with his games, my personal issues. And I never met the man, but on the way to work Tuesday, I started crying because it really felt like I had lost a friend, and I wasn't ready for it, but... So let's get started on some Geekcast. We got some San Diego Comic-Con reactions and news to talk about. Non-San Diego Comic-Con stuff. I think the Fantastic Four trailer, the last one they're saying leaked before, or was released before, and no one's talking about it because no one gives a shit about the Fantastic Four, because apparently they cut back on the antisocial programmer / hacker Dr. Doom. And no longer is his name Victor Domashevich, whatever. They're calling him Doom again. Now his handle will probably be Doom, but whatever. I personally don't give a shit. I think this will be the last time I talk about it until it comes out and hopefully bombs, because I don't want to give them any more time of my day. But it looks terrible. It will be terrible, and fuck them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy how they've kind of. Now it's that the actor had things mistaken or some shit like that. It seems like they've backpedaled on a lot of the Doom character.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, uh-oh, the fans hate it, you know.
Yeah. Well, there was a ton of really fun stuff that came out of Comic-Con. You want to jump onto that?
Yeah, I mean, for me, a lot of the Marvel Legends stuff was awesome. They announced two Captain America lines, and I think it's under the name Captain America Civil War. And the first line has, like, I think Captain America, Taskmaster, Mockingbird, and the Build-A-Figure is the Red Skull Onslaught combo from the Axis storyline, which I really wasn't a big fan of, but the figure looks awesome. And maybe with some modding, I can just make an old Onslaught. The second wave, they just announced Nuke for it, and I think he'll be cool.
Oh, badass. Yeah.
They announced a whole new Spider-Man line, and God, they're just knocking it out of the park with these new Spider-Man lines. Like, right now, like, okay, so I just cleaned my room all day, and I'm going to Florida this weekend to visit my girlfriend, but next weekend I have off, and I'm going to build new shelves in my basement, and when I do that, I'm going to start setting up more of my figures and Legos and all sorts of shit. So I have the whole last wave of the Spider-Man line, but I can't get them out because I literally have no room. So I'm so excited. And they just hit another fucking awesome wave with just so many awesome characters that you wouldn't expect. And, of course, there was cool Avengers stuff, figures that are going to be awesome. But, man, the Spider-Man figures just knock it out of the park for me. And that's like the figure stuff.
I know that the Taskmaster line looked really good.
Yeah.
I know some of the Spider-Man stuff I looked up after you were telling me about.
Oh, yeah. He comes with an Udon head because I think they just showed the classic one. I didn't get a good shot of him. Also, kind of figure news, not my thing, but like there's a lot of people who subscribe to the Masters of the Universe collection, and now the She-Ra side collection. And basically, it's like a once a month fee. You pay like $25, and they ship you a Masters of the Universe figure. And they actually just acquired the rights to Thundercats. So they'll start making Thundercats in the same style, too, which I know a lot of people are really excited about. So that's really cool. There's some other comic news. Star Wars announced some of their new figures. DC did some. But I'm more of a Marvel Legends guy, so with some Marvel Select thrown in there. So if any of you geekers ever want to see my figures, you just let me know and I'll take pictures. But that's kind of the toy news that I found out. I didn't really do a lot of the comics, and I stayed away from the Lego, although the Lego San Diego Comic-Con, one of the ones, was an awesome first print of Superman cover, the one where he's catching the car.
Yeah.
It's a little Lego set of that, and that's fucking baller to me. But
yeah, that's pretty cool.
I know. But enough toy stuff. So which trailer did you see? I keep in mind I haven't seen the Apocalypse trailer. I only saw like a small clip of Apocalypse like turning his head. And he looked kind of looked like he had that Farouk helmet from like when Farouk was the gladiator in WWE.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I hope at some point he just kind of, you know, turns into Apocalypse. But who knows? So that's the only trailer I haven't seen. I've seen Deadpool, Suicide Squad, and Batman vs. Superman. And,
I'd have to say my favorite out of those, my favorite overall is the Deadpool one. Like, I think they've kind of hit that spot on. And whereas before I was like, I'm going to go see it because it's Deadpool. Now I'm pumped to go see it, you know?
Yeah. I agree. Like, at first I was really underwhelmed by the DC trailers. Because I'm not a fan of the last Dark Knight trilogy. I didn't like the first. I didn't like the third one. But I did like the second one. And, you know, like, I don't like, you know, slutty Harley Quinn as a costume. But I'm an old man. I can't always get what I want. So, you know, there are comics where she's dressed like that. So it's like, fine, whatever. She's not my Bruce Timm Harley Quinn. But fine. I don't like Jared Leto's look. Let's start with Suicide Squad. Is that cool with you?
Yeah. Let's tear apart Suicide Squad.
I'm not really going to tear it apart. It looks like... Okay. So here's my thought. Like, a lot of people are saying it's going to be an ensemble piece. Boom. Like, everybody. I don't think that'll be the case. I think that the three big characters will be Will Smith, because let's be honest, he's Will Smith.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn, obviously, and... this is going to sound weird, but I think, like, Captain Boomerang is going to be the big third. And I think we'll get some stuff from Batman and Joker, obviously. But after that, everyone else will just kind of play. I think a couple of them will die in the movie. And I'm totally cool with that because that's the point of them. So, excuse me. So, I honestly, I hope some of them die because I know that sounds terrible. But to me, that just makes it, like, legit. But overall, like, when I first watched it, like I said, I was really underwhelmed by it. I don't like Jared Leto's Hot Topic Joker look.
Yeah.
Outside the aesthetic look of him, I really felt he has the voice and kind of the mannerisms down. I mean, we only saw him for, like, three scenes. Like, there's one where he's just kind of, like, strutting by with some security, and then the last two scenes where now, here's my theory. Spoiler alert. I guess not spoiler alert. Theory alert. When he's talking to somebody who's going to really hurt him, I think he's talking to Robin. And that's why we see the suit. We'll get to that in a bit. But, so I don't know, man. Like, I'll go see Suicide Squad. I don't think it'll be the big mess everyone thinks it'll be. But I hope it's fun. You know, like, I hope it is very fun, and it looks like it could be. I personally don't like, but Harley Quinn, my biggest complaint is Harley Quinn because she's not my Bruce Timm Harley Quinn, but I can get over it.
aside from the aesthetics of her, like, it's weird. Like, she doesn't have the voice either. You know what I mean? She's just kind of got a normal voice, and I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, I had two issues. I'll tell you my two ones. The one that I can get over the easiest is that it's very Superman centric. You know, at least in the trailer. You know, that Superman showed up. Now all these villains that are very clearly like Batman, Rogue Gallery villains are coming out of the woodwork because Superman showed up on the scene, you know, which I get that, like, Superman's the centerpiece of their universe. Okay. Like, I can get past that one. My biggest fear in Will Smith being cast is that, Will Smith will be like the superhero when Deadshot should absolutely not be a superhero. And, like, every line Will Smith had in the trailer was about saving the day and being heroic and all that shit. Like, to me, Deadshot should be a very broken, like, very anti-hero character. And the idea of, like, Will Smith being Will Smith from fucking, you know, Hancock or whatever is, like, that's just not what I think of when I think of Deadshot and those characters. So... That was my major, like, I was excited. I'm less excited after the trailer to see it than I was beforehand. Like, that was the DC movie I was most excited about.
Fair enough. I'm kind of at the same level I was. I'm a little bit more excited. Like for the things that make me less excited to see it, there are things that make me more excited to see it. Like, I kind of want to see, like, I don't think I'm going to give a shit about Will Smith and Harley Quinn. Like, they're gone to me. Like, just because I can accept that she's not the Harley Quinn I want doesn't mean, like, I'm going to be like, oh, I can't wait. Like, so I'm putting a lot of my faith in, like, Katana, Killer Croc, Captain Boomerang, Amanda Waller. I tell you what, Amanda Waller looks badass. Like, if there was one casting they got right, it was her. And I hope she's a bigger part. I like the scene where Harley's like, are you the devil? And actually, in the DC universe, Amanda Waller is pretty much their Nick Fury. Like, so I'm totally cool with a lot of that. So I think I'm a little bit more excited for it, but, like, not much. But, like, Leto cancels himself out. Because, like, also, I don't know, I guess I'm biased. Like, I hear he's such a shit person in real life that I don't want him to succeed. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want things to happen to bad people, no matter how good of an actor they are. So, I don't know. I guess I have a little prejudice against that. Maybe, you know, maybe he'll be a better person. But I don't know. I'm a little bit more excited, and I think that's cool. The next, I guess, is Batman versus Superman. Are you on this?
Very dark. Like, very dark. Almost too dark. I understand why Batman has to kind of look like Mech Batman to fight Superman, but it's almost too bulky of a Batman for me, you know? Like, my favorite part of Batman is that he's basically a ninja, you know? He's like a very sleek, agile character that comes out of the shadows and just beats your ass. So, like, this Batman feels very bulky to me. So that kind of bothered me. And this was before the comments about the Comic-Con thing came out, but the Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, just annoys the shit out of me in this trailer. I kind of like where they're going with him, like, where he's kind of an instigator of it. But, man, that character, I don't know if that's, like, a good annoy the shit out of me or a bad one yet. But, yeah, it's just very, very dark.
Yeah, like, although I'm glad that it doesn't seem to be darkly filmed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have, like, the fucking filter on that Man of Steel did. So that's it's got a plus. Let me hear his shitty Batman voice. I'm like, but then it wasn't there. And then, like, him running to the thing, at first I was like, ugh. Fuck you. And then I talked to my friend. I'm like, no, that is a Batman thing. He would run towards the destruction while everyone ran away to try and help. So it's like, I went in, at first they pulled me, and then, like, they had Batman fighting in Afghanistan, and that was really weird. And then for like I saw this thing like it was like a still of Wonder Woman, and it's like, well, Gal Gadot haters, don't you feel dumb now? And the answer is no, I don't. I still think she looks way too thin for a fucking Amazonian. Like I'm sorry, like I have nothing against her. I'm sure she'll do fine, but like. You know, she's the princess of the Amazonians. She's going to be a bit thick, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, she, like, after a while, like, it kind of gave you story of, I don't like Jesse Eisenberg as the instigator or Lex Luthor, because I thought they built up, like, a cool thing. Like, it almost seems like Metropolis and Gotham are, like, next to each other, like, city-wise, and that, like, the destruction of Metropolis was felt, you know, into Gotham. And when he looks like, and so Batman's like, you know, look at what the fuck he just did. And now we're suffering for it. I have to take him down. And reporter Clark Kent is going after the Batman. Like, I like it when they instigate amongst themselves.
Yeah.
With Lex Luthor, like, just looming in the background. Not really doing anything, just, like, watching and waiting and seeing where it goes. And, like, Eisenberg's Luthor didn't really catch me as Luthor. He just kind of came along as like some fucking like crazed scientist or something. Luthor has a presence, and Heisenberg didn't have that as Luthor. Like, I don't know, man. It's weird to explain. Like, he just didn't. He felt like he could have been like Luthor's right hand scientist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one who, when it's over, even though it was Luthor's plan, he's like, oh no, it was all Eisenberg's idea. I had nothing to do with it, Superman. He must have brainwashed. You know what I mean? Like, he's Luthor's scapegoat, not actually Luthor. And so that's weird to me. And like, at first, the trailer was really story-driven with, like, Batman being there, you know, like, saying, like, you know, he's a, you know, people can't worship him, it's bad, so I've got to take him down, which leads us to the Dark Knight Returns fight with him in the fucking, you know, Robo Batsuit. I mean, that's all that is. They're just kind of taking some of your favorite scenes and putting them in this movie. And that's whatever, man. That's their choice. I'm fine with it. I don't hold DC to the standard I hold Marvel to, and maybe that's not fair. But, you know, they haven't really proven that they should be held to a higher standard. At least not in my book. But then, like, the trailer just broke down into just senseless fucking babble and violence. And, like, not in a good way. Like, here's Wonder Woman. She's fighting someone who might be Superman but might not be. Here's General Zod. Here's how we're probably either going to revive him or make Doomsday, I'm guessing. Like, then here's Wonder Woman again. Now who's she fighting? It's like, what the now here's Batman fighting in Afghanistan with, like, a scarf and goggles. And it's like, what's going on here? Like, if you would have kept, like, the narrative that you were telling in the trailer, I would have liked it a whole lot more. But as it is, it was just, like, fucking random-ass shit midway through. Like,
yeah, it almost, to me, it feels very frustrating because it feels like the two good guys are fighting each other, which obviously they are. But it feels like, that's what it feels like. It feels like nothing but, like, it feels like the good guys are going at each other and the bad guys are getting away with murder in the entire film. That's what I get from the trailer, you know? And I have enough of that in real life. I don't need that in my movie escape, you know?
Yeah.
So, I agree. Like, especially towards the end, it feels very, like, cluttered and just very frustrating.
Yeah, and then, like, Eisenberg's, like, you know, gods don't come from the ground, they come from the sky. I'm like, all right, so you're, like, do they just cut, like, lines they thought would be cool? Like, if anything, that line should have led the trailer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the trailer was just disjointed to me, and, like, what should have hyped me more for it started to, and then just kind of, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But, like, I am no more excited for Batman Superman than I was previously. But I was, you know, I'll see it. It's, of course I'm going to fucking see it. It's Batman Superman.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I don't think it diminished any of my hype for it. You know what I mean?
No, that's
like it probably tempered my expectations a little bit, but it didn't really. As soon as they announced it, they had my money because I was going to see that. You know, no matter what they ended up doing with it, I was going to see that. You know, so
yeah,
there's a. It would take a. You know, you're putting on Batman versus Superman. It would take like a catastrophe to get people not to give you their money. You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's your big shot. So, like, if you want my money going forward from there, like, that's your hook. So you better sink it in good, you know. And I'm not sure this will sink into me, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and this kind of, I think this and Suicide Squad are going to be related. Because doesn't Suicide Squad come out first?
Yeah, it does.
I think
it's almost the lead into this.
Yeah, I think like this will kind of introduce us to Batman a bit, and like we'll get his history through this and through Dark Knight. Because like I got the feeling from it that like Batman's been around for a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like this isn't like fresh, you know, still cutting his fucking teeth, Batman. Like this is hard Batman. And I'll say it, when they announced Batflick, I was like, yeah, but he's good. And I stand by that. Like, Ben Affleck is a good actor. He was a bomb in Phantom Joe. And I look forward to seeing him in this.
Yeah, the Batman stuff didn't bother me, and the Bruce Wayne stuff didn't bother me. Like, none of that really was like, oh, look at Ben Affleck trying to be Batman. Like, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Did you read that he wants to write, direct, and star in a Batman movie too? I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Let him go at it, man. You know? Speaking of Batman movies, they announced the DC animated side of things announced that they're going to do a version of The Killing Joke. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. And Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill both are like, we want in. And
nice.
I'm totally on board. Like, that's probably the DC thing I'm the most excited for. Which, think about it, it's really weird. Okay, so like, DC animated and DC TV, they're pretty popular. I mean, Constantine aside, which was a fluke because it should still be on the air, like, they get good reviews, they're critically acclaimed, but, like, DC movies is like, we want nothing to do with you. Like, nothing. And that's really weird to me, man. I don't know. Like, maybe that's not weird to anybody else, but, like, wouldn't you be like, oh, yeah, Justin Grant, come on, man, you're the Flash, not whoever McWhoever. Or Stephen Amell, absolutely you're the Arrow on our fucking movies. I'm like, yeah, we'll play into your shit. Like,
that would be
like a good thing where like Waller was like, you know, they've started popping up, but ever since, like, you know, like pulling from those like two or three sources and being like, yeah, I mean, we've been tracking this Arrow gentleman around, but like, it wasn't until Superman really showed up, more have started to come out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, it almost feels like the movie side of it is it's very Hollywood side of stuff where they're almost too cool for school, you know?
Yeah.
Which is why I think you get like the Will Smith as Deadshot and the sexy Harley Quinn type stuff, you know? Whereas the animation and the TV side of things really kind of reaches out and caters towards the hardcore fans. Like, you can tell that the movies are going for the casual, you know, date night popcorn and sodas type crowd, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, that's groovy if that's a call, but like, Marvel has proven to you that going after the fans also does really well.
Yeah. Well, and I think that ties in. I don't know if you read the Jesse Eisenberg comments about Comic-Con.
Yeah, he
worse, like,
he genocide. And Yeah. Let me just quote one of my favorite movies here. You're using that word, and I don't think you know what it means.
Yeah.
It's not an exact quote. It's more of a butchering, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, that's, I mean, first of all, who let that slip through? Like, if that was a printed interview, I'm guessing it was like a sit-down thing, but publicists or something should have put a stop to that beforehand. So.
Yeah, you really don't want to, like, alienate the hardcore fans, because, like me, I'm not going to go see Fantastic Four. I'm not going to go see Ghostbusters. And I've been fighting with Allison about Ghostbusters for the past 2 weeks. And it's like, you're not winning this. Like, it's something I don't want to do. They've lost my money. And no matter what, they're not going to get it. Like, I won't even Redbox these movies.
Yeah.
I won't even take the time to try and see if I can illegally download them. Not saying I do that to begin with, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up a good question, too. What are your thoughts on, there was a big huff and puff from Fox and Warner Brothers about these trailers leaking. But I think it's created more hype from them leaking than it, you know, if you even want to call that leaking, you're showing it to a huge audience of people. It's 2015. People have freaking HD cameras on their phone, you know. What's your thoughts on that side of it?
I think they just, like, I never understood Comic-Con as the place to show exclusive footage and then not immediately release it.
Yeah.
Within reasonable time. Like, okay, so you show it at Comic-Con and then you release it the following week or the following weekend. Like, to me, it makes no sense. Like, we're going to show, like, you know, what, a couple hundred to a couple thousand people this trailer and it doesn't get out. Like, you're giving them the information anyway. Even if they don't take a video of it, they're going to describe what they saw. It's like, shouldn't you be happy that your stuff was leaked rather than, like, ashamed that, like, no one gave a shit to leak your stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you could be the Fantastic Four trailer that no one cares about at this point, you know?
Yeah, it was released and no one's even talking about it. I'm ashamed we even gave that time of day, but I hate that movie so much, and hate is a powerful force within me. Don't be crybabies. Like, you should have known this would happen. Like, any person would have known this was going to happen. This was going to be the result. So I don't feel sorry for them. I'm really insulted that people don't put out, you know, trailers after Comic-Con, you know, within the next 2 weeks. Like, it's insulting. Like, what if you can't make it? What if you can't afford it? Like, people who can't just drop everything to go to Comic-Con just to watch your trailer.
Yeah.
So you like a showcase, an early showcase. People talk about it for a week, and then boom, there it is. Monday morning, the week after your trailer hits. And now they've had a week to gestate it, and they're just all super fucking rabid for it. And then you give it to them.
Yeah. We have like 60 seconds left, but I don't really care because most of our listeners are archive listeners anyway. So if there's anyone out there live, we apologize, but come back and listen to the archive. There's two things that I really want to jump into, and screw it. They can listen to it on the archive, so we're going to do it anyway.
Sorry, Ricky.
Speaking,
and Derek.
Speaking of, like, exclusives and stuff like that, and my phone's blowing up with messages as I say that, so hey, maybe someone's out there listening.
Nice.
The new video released for the WHIH that you just sent me, the Marvel Build the Ant-Man, I thought was brilliant.
Yeah, I really like those. I wish they were a little bit better promoted, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I really dig them. Like, there's something cool and off to the side, and I think I talked about it like the Scott Pilgrim effect, like, I think it's awesome to show these characters not just in their movies and not just in commercials, you know? And it's working for me. I mean, I was going to see Ant-Man anyway, but now I'm super more hyped for it.
Yeah, and I hope it's not just for Ant-Man. Like, I hope that once Ant-Man's out there, like, they start kind of putting some out there for Civil War, or even like we talked about, ones that are just kind of catch me up with what Justin Hammer is doing, or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, that would be ridiculously awesome, and I hope they do that. I mean, for pretty much, we don't know what happened to Trevor after he was abducted by the real Mandarin. So I would like more on that. Like, I mean, there's so many small things, you know, they did that I want more. Like,
or, you know, to be one, even if it's a hype for Daredevil or anything like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
So, and then the last thing is we said we enjoyed it, but we didn't get a chance to really talk about the Daredevil trailer. So I want to make sure we have a little bit of time for that.
The what trailer? The Deadpool trailer?
The Deadpool trailer. Sorry, I got the red D on the mind.
No, it's all right. I have active, like I said, I was on you before we go on live. I actively avoided Flash stuff, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, and if there was a Daredevil thing, I actively avoided it, or it subconsciously did because I didn't know anything about it. So, yeah. You can go first on this.
The Deadpool trailer? Amazing. There's one line in there, and screw it, if you haven't seen it, like, I'm going to spoil it for you because it was awesome. I'm giving you a chance to turn off the podcast now or skip ahead like 15 seconds. With the line where he's like, no matter what, don't make the suit green, and for the love of God, don't make it animated. I just lost my shit.
Yeah, it looks really fun. Although, I'll be honest, like, I was a little turned off by all the vulgarity. I know that's weird to say, like, but Deadpool is not really somebody who cusses a lot, man. You know what I mean? Like, you watch his shit, he's just fucking crazy. He doesn't really, you know, drop, you know, cuss words like I do. Like, it's more the, like, kooky craziness. But I'm super excited because I didn't know, spoiler alert, obviously, that Colossus is in it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And then he's like, you giant chrome cocksucker. And I'm like, I don't know why that was funny, but it was.
Yeah. Now, you can tell that it's he's embraced the role. He, you know, he has embraced what Deadpool was all about. Not, like, that excites me.
I love it. I love that he did that. And I mean, this is his movie. He took over for it. So I'll always be 100% on board. Like, Ben Affleck won me over wanting to do his own Batman movie. And it's like, as long as these guys give a shit about what they're doing, like, and it looks like it to me, I'll support you, man. Like, I will support the shit out of Ben Affleck doing a Batman movie or Ryan Reynolds continually doing a Deadpool movie. Oh, something else. Did you hear Hugh Jackman, the next Wolverine movie? It's going to be Old Man Wolverine. And rumor is they were talking with Marvel about people.
Okay. That I can get behind because, it's going to be hard without Hulk's involved.
Yep. So hopefully.
And then what's, I don't know, man. Like, to me, Hulk is just way too involved because wouldn't they have Universal involved in that too?
Who knows? I don't even know if it will happen. I'll be honest. I'll be like the, you know, bitter guy, but, like, I hope it does. I like Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. I'm sorry we never got to see him in a Marvel flick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where, actually, I thought that was more likely to happen than Spider-Man way back at the first Avengers. I was like, you know, maybe they throw a ton of money just to rent Wolverine for one of these. I saw that happening long before I saw Spider-Man happening, so. You never know what the future holds.
That's true.
And hell, Fantastic Four could bomb. Marvel could buy it back, and that could be the start of negotiations. So,
I really hope that's the case.
we'll hold out hope. Until next time, we'll check out. Thanks for sticking with us. Well, about 10 minutes of overtime, but I think it was worth it.
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you next week, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you.